Welcome to the Intuitive Awakening Podcast. I'm your host, Deanna Riddick. I'm an author, teacher, and eternal seeker of truth. I am on a mission to spread metaphysical knowledge to help you awaken your spirit. If you want to learn how to open the door to your divine self, you are in the right place. Hi everyone, welcome to Intuitive Awakening. My name is Dina. Thank you for joining me for today's episode. So in the next couple of weeks or so, you're going to see a ton of posts on Instagram and elsewhere where you get your social media, primarily all focusing on manifesting for the new year. There are so many wonderful journals out there on scripting, and I think there are journals on the whole 369 method. All of these are really useful and helpful. However, today I'm going to be speaking to you about a different form of manifestation for the new year, which is called group manifestation. So group manifestation is really just the practice of a group of people coming together to manifest either one common goal or the goals of each individual in the group. So it's completely based on the belief that the combined energy of a group is more powerful than the energy of an individual. So for our purposes, and our purposes means this is how I do it, and that's what we're mirroring everything based off of, we're gonna consider three people for this form of manifestation. And I'm sure people probably think, well, if you're basing this off of the premise that we have the combined energy of a group, and it's, you know, that this combined energy is way more powerful than the energy of an individual, why shouldn't it be like 5 people or 10 people? And trust me, I've thought that as well, but this is, you know, way more controlled. The number 3 also has a very special significance in many religions and belief systems across the world. So to be perfectly honest with you, this is my personal preference. And, you know, my guide has told me this is the best way to go about it. But if you feel called to have a 4th member, then, you know, go ahead and pursue that. But, you know, for our purposes, that number 3 has such great significance. Many people are aware of that. So just as an example here, in Christianity, the number 3 is associated with the Trinity. So of course, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. You know, the number 3 also appears throughout the Bible and other significant ways. So for example, you have the 3 kings who come to visit Jesus after he's born, and Jesus rises from the dead 3 days after his crucifixion. And in witchcraft, the number 3 is also considered to be a powerful number. It's often used in spells and in rituals to amplify the power of whatever magic is being performed at that time. You also have the number 3 that's associated with the maiden, mother, and crone goddesses, who represent the 3 phases of the moon and the 3 stages of a woman's life. So again, you know, there are multiple reasons why we should consider the number 3 in terms of a group practice. So again, I'll reiterate this for the last time. If you want to add a 4th member, 5th member, that's completely up to you. But my very strong recommendation is to stick to 3 people. So let's talk about how we're going to go about doing all of this for the new year. And let me be very clear, there are many different ways to practice manifesting with a group. So I'll talk to you just about a couple today. Again, as I said, I work with 2 people that I trust. And I would tell you to pick 2 people that you share a close belief system with, who, yes, you definitely trust, people who you do not mind having, allowing them to really be in your energetic field. You know, that's really important for me to mention, and I was going to talk about it a little bit later, but this is important to mention even at the outset, because whenever you're reading people, you're tapping into their energy, right? So you have permission from them to really invade their privacy. It's kind of the same thing. Even though you guys are manifesting something either as a group or individually, especially when it's individually, then yeah, you're going to start seeing things for that person. You're going to start getting messages for that person, etc. So, you know, your energy is intermingling with these two other people. So it's really important that you have a very deep trust and respect for that other person, right? And all other three people together also have to have a strong faith that whatever it is they're bringing to the fore or to fruition is going to actually manifest. So if you consider somebody who is definitely extremely a negative thinker, somebody who is a Debbie Downer, for lack of a better word, it's going to be a little bit more complicated, or it's going to be harder for certain things to manifest, and it's going to lower the vibration of the entire group. So again, you know, really think about who you want to work with here. So in terms of the different ways to practice group manifestation, you know, one is definitely working with a vision board. I am going to give you some examples of this a little bit later, but that is just one way. By the time you're listening to this, you already have probably seen a million vision boards, or you've already, you know, created your own on a poster board or on Pinterest or something, or whatever works for you. But we'll get to that in a minute. I'm going to talk to you about what I feel is the most popular method of group manifestation, and this is to hold a manifestation circle. So this is a meeting where the group comes together to focus their energy on their desired outcome. Now, for some people, this circle may involve chanting, meditation, and visualization. There are definitely going to be some variations here, and you will decide for yourselves what is the most helpful and what is, I would say, the most useful to amplify the energy of that manifestation and of the group. So let's talk about some of the steps that people can take to practice group manifestation. So once you've picked the people in your group, you guys are going to come together as a group with those only three members for the most part. And as a group, you're going to set clear and specific intentions. What is the group hoping to manifest here, right? Either as a common goal or as individual goals. What's really important also is that you're specific. Don't make it so generalized, right? If you go to a restaurant, you don't tell the waiter, oh, bring me some food. You tell them exactly what you want. It's the exact same thing, right? So my preference, and again, these are my preferences, but it's open to modification. So please know that, right? Break the rules, if you will. Each individual person, if you are working on individual goals, I should actually say that, if each member is coming to the group and they want to manifest something, they can each only choose one thing that they want to create and bring to fruition, or they can choose two things. But I would say do not exceed more than two things that they wish to manifest, right? That's a little bit too much at the beginning, I think. So let's say you are trying to manifest money, then you're going to be very specific with the amount that you want to manifest. A new job, if so, what type of job, what's the environment like, you know, what are the top three things associated with that job that are super important to be a part of that job? Because we don't just want any job. What do we want to do? Why do we want to do it? Where do we see ourselves? What's the salary associated with that? Are there certain benefits that are really important that you need to have associated with that job? Are you trying to manifest a trip somewhere, not just a vacation, right? That varies for everybody. Where? It's really important that you guys get clear before meeting. The other thing I want to say is that when you guys are about to meet, it's important that you have a high vibration. I know we see this everywhere. Oh, high vibes, high vibes, high vibes. But really, for the purposes of any type of, if you want to call this magical work, we can. You want to make sure that your energy is high enough to match the group as well. But when the three of you come together and you're in wonderful moods, you're very happy, joyful, laughing, or whatever it is, you know, that amplifies the energy, not just of the group, but of the manifestation itself, of the thing that you're trying to bring towards you. So if you guys are all a bunch of downers getting together, it's going to be super complicated, right, to kind of move the needle. To even, you know, even gain any momentum, which is incredibly important as well. So before each person meets, do something to be in a positive state of mind and a high energy state as well. So for some people, they do this through meditation, prayer, listening to music that you love, dancing, finding something that makes you laugh, or really just thinking about the desired outcome of what it is you're trying to manifest and, you know, having those good feelings associated with it, right? Whatever it is you have to do before you all meet, do that, even if it's 15 minutes before, to try to shift your energy, right? So you need to schedule the same date and time that you're going to meet with a group. And I would say at the bare minimum, it's at least once a week, which to be honest is what works for me. Once a week, try to do it the same date and time. And you don't have to be in person, okay? You can actually meet online. So if you're worried, like, oh, my friends live across other countries or different states, no, it's fine. As long as you guys are consistently meeting up, that's the most important thing, right? So, okay, so now let's say three of us are sitting together at a, you know, on Zoom or whatever it is. We're all excited because we know we're going to be working together either, again, for a common goal or for individual goals. So let's focus on the first person of the group. This, you know, we don't have to have a leader here. Everybody, you know, is pretty much equal in this group, right? So with the first person, they're going to pretty much share what it is that they want to manifest. Like I said, one thing or two things, don't go beyond that. So they can say, look, you know, I really want a new job. Here's a time frame. I'm hoping to get the new job, right? Or ideally, here are the things that are really important about the job to me that I need to have as a part of that manifestation. Now, if there's a second thing, you do the same thing essentially so that the other two people really know what it is you're looking for, because it helps them to get clear and visualize very clearly what this job is going to look like for you, right? There's certain things that might be really important. So for example, if I'm in your group and you're saying, okay, I want a job where there's flexibility in the hours, where it's remote and I work from home, where I'm not going to be stuck in traffic, you know, 4 hours out of the day, things like that. Get down, you know, make it granular. That's, again, that's important. We don't just want to be out there doing anything, right? Something that's important to you. So you'll share that with the group and we'll nod our heads accordingly and take mental notes of it, of course. So whether it's one thing or two things, you'll share that. And then the next person will share what it is that they also want to manifest. And then the third person will follow accordingly. So now we all know exactly what it is that the other two people, the other two members want to manifest. And I would say take notes for yourself so that you can remember for each other, because you're going to be meeting up quite often. And obviously by like the fourth week, you'll already have that memorized. But at the beginning, it's important to capture those details. So what you'll do after all of that is said and done, all three members are going to, or really, yes, it is three members. We'll be focusing on the first person. So let's say it's me. I'm the first person and I want a new job and I want to make a minimum of $125,000 a year. I want a remote job, so I work from home. I only want to work from 9 to 4, something like that, right? So we're all going to, all the three of us will close our eyes and we're going to visualize this. We're going to see this. And you can choose as the person who is, you know, we're focusing on, you can choose to make affirmative statements like, I am working at a job where I am supported by X, Y, and Z. My job is super flexible. I'm super excited about it. And then talk about the things that you love. And we're all seeing it. The more you talk about it and the statements that you're making about that job are affirmative statements. They're not question marks, right? And you're speaking in the present tense. You're not wondering, you're not hoping, you know, you know definitively that this is done. And so the other two members will be visualizing as you are speaking about it. And when you're speaking about it, speak with joy, speak with excitement, because again, you're attaching a specific type of energy to that particular manifestation. So again, if it's down in the dumps, great. What is that going to look like? But if everybody is on that high vibe wavelength, then they're contributing to the type of energy force field, I would say, that's attached to that manifestation. So once they're done, then we'll move on to the second person and they'll do the same thing. And the other two people will be visualizing accordingly with you as you're seeing it in your mind's eye and you're describing it and you're making your affirmative statements. And then the last person will do the same things, right? And again, you know, it's important that everybody feels the emotions, really. If, you know, we all see that this is achieved for that other person or achieved for yourself, what does that feel like? It's an exciting feeling. And I know this is super redundant, but I'm doing this for a reason because it's really important to emphasize that, hey, you know, you're working together as a collective, as a group, and the energy matters. So we want to make sure that we're contributing to, I would say, creating a specific type of energy for that person's creation, right? So we're there to assist. So each person, you know, is essentially going to affirm at the very end that all of these things have already been done. And then we extend our gratitude for all of these manifestations. So now you can choose to invite an angel, archangel, spirit guide, goddess, you know, other deities, whatever, to join you during this meetup. You can ask them to help amplify the energy during your visualization process. You can ask them to join just at the beginning, to oversee the meeting, whatever feels appropriate to you. And you know, you also have the option, of course, you have many options here. I'm just throwing certain things out that might be helpful for you. You know, each person can even choose to use a crystal of their choice to amplify their own energy during the visualization process or for the process of the group. That's all up to you. So after you've been meeting with your group after a little while, you're probably going to be inspired to take action in some form or fashion, right? That's spirit's way of nudging you into a specific direction or at least offering steps that you're really going to need in order to bring about said manifestation. So don't always just sit around and wait for things to just fall into your lap. Always take action steps in the direction of your goal, even if they're really small steps, right? And sometimes, you know, you'll start seeing signs build up. Follow the signs and take the steps accordingly. Don't second guess the signs so much. When you start second guessing the signs, you're going to make it unnecessarily difficult for yourself. You're really just ignoring, you know, what spirit is offering to try to help you. So acknowledge the signs, and then if, you know, something happens where you have a knowing or an incident that forces you to take a step in maybe a slightly different direction than you expected, well, that's spirit's way of getting you there. It just, they're navigating you on a different path, but it's still going to have the same destination. I also want to say, don't be surprised if you start dreaming and receiving messages, you know, for the members of your group and vice versa. So again, remember that when you start working with a very specific group of people, your energies become entangled, especially if you work with them for a considerable amount of time. You know, it's super common for this to happen. So you'll start getting dreams for them, messages for them. You might start seeing signs that, you know, is aligned with their type of manifestation that they want to come to fruition. Right? So this is something that is going to continue to happen the longer you work with your group and the more you guys practice together. So that's just food for thought as you find your group and continue, you know, build that partnership over time. I also wanted to mention to always remember to trust and surrender. Very difficult things, right? Especially if you are manifesting something that is so near and dear to your heart, something that you've been wanting for a long time, something that feels like it always eludes you, or it's always near your grasp but never quite get there. Even if, you know, the manifestation is taking way longer than you prefer, don't give up and don't infuse doubt into that manifestation, especially into the group setting as well. You know, we have to remember that the way that things manifest, you know, they're going to be completely outside of our control, or at least outside of our expectations. And we need to just trust that there is a better way of spirit bringing that to us than we can conceive, right? We always just see a little piece of the pie. We don't see the whole thing. So spirit knows the best steps. The other thing to mention here is that group manifestation is not a magic bullet. It takes time, effort, and consistency. That's something I really want to stress. Consistency freaking matters. That's why meeting up and bringing your good attitude matters time and time and time again. And get excited about it. Get excited about it, you guys, because the more excited you are and the more excited your group is, knowing that it is available, knowing that whatever it is you want to create, whether you think it's big, too big for spirit, or tiny, no matter, right? It's there. The option is available. It is truly going to manifest in some form or fashion. So always remember that when you're approaching your group. A couple of things to remember or some tips for your group. Again, choose a group of people who are supportive and positive. That's really crucial. And for yourself, sometimes if you have like a goal or a goal for the group, make sure that it's realistic and achievable, not something that's super crazy and delusional. Be consistent with your manifestation practice. Be consistent. Don't do it once together and then meet up 6 months later. Whoever feels like they need to kind of take, and I hate to say this, but it's kind of true, like take a bit of a leadership role, you know, to stay on top of everybody, making sure that, you know, I have all of our group meetings scheduled out 6 months in advance. Yes, I'm a Virgo, so I do stuff like that, y'all. I can't help it. But I have, you know, the date and time, and this is what we're doing, and this is how we're doing it. And feel free to bring your ideas, and let's make modifications as necessary. But we're all showing up, not just for ourselves, but we're showing up for each other because we care about each other and we want to see each other successful and happy. That's important. The other thing I want to say is be patient and don't give up. Don't give up. So let's say we're in a group setting and finally your manifestation has manifested materially, like it's come into form. We're super excited for you. Now we know, okay, things are on its way. You keep showing up for the other people. Don't just bounce once you know, manifested whatever it is you have. We're there to work together. All right, so now I do want to talk about group manifestation using a vision board. So just going to give you an example here, but also how to apply the power of three to group manifestation. So imagine we have a group of three friends who are all unemployed. That would suck. They decide to come together to manifest jobs that they love. So they start by creating a vision board together, which is fun. Vision board parties are fun. Just FYI, it's not lame. And everybody can bring their images, or bring in their words or phrases, etc. Everything that represents their ideal jobs. So they create a list of very specific things that they want in their job, such as certain salary, benefits, a positive work environment, etc. So once the vision board is complete, you know, the friends, they meet together regularly to hold manifestation circles. So during these circles, they focus their energy on the desired outcome and they visualize themselves having the jobs that they want. You can also think about adding chanting, maybe chanting affirmations into the mix, maybe certain mantras to raise the vibration and attract positive energy into your lives, right? So the other thing to remember is, in addition to holding that manifestation circle, the friends are going to be inspired to take very specific types of action. They might be inspired to start networking with people in their field, updating their resumes, their cover letters, you know, obviously start applying for jobs, going on interviews, or something else. You know, maybe spirit will be like, okay, you know, they're working on manifesting and they're visualizing it. They have this vision board. They're seeing it in their mind's eye constantly. They're celebrating each other, acknowledging that each other has a job that makes a certain amount of money. Great. So let's take the first person in the group. Well, this person wants this type of job. So she might get an inspired thought, a divine thought out of the blue to go to, I'm just trying to think of a store off the cuff, you guys, Target, I don't know, you know, Target. But then she, you know, is led to go strangely into the notebook aisle. And again, I'm thinking of myself here, notebook aisle, something stupid I would do. And then somebody else is looking for notebooks, looking for a planner. And then the two strike up a conversation and this person's looking to hire someone for this. And then you just happen to be the right candidate and it's the type of job you've been looking for, etc. You don't know, right? So that's why you shouldn't like definitely second guess the the nudges, if you have a crazy thought out of the blue, trust me, it can be so ridiculous it makes no sense. And I've had this happen to me, not per se in terms of a job, but for other very crucial things in my life where I was leaving an appointment, let's put it like that, and then all of a sudden I had a crazy thought. Like, hey, you should go get a second or third cup of coffee at Starbucks. Sure. And then I'm in line, and then boom, what I needed to see or hear or who I needed to meet was there. Those situations I've had, right? And then it's led me to the next thing, the next thing, the next thing, right? This is going to happen. And the more you guys meet up, the more you practice, the more you visualize consistently together, the faster things will build. You're gaining momentum through your practice, through consistent practice, through time. That's really important to mention. That's why I'm, you know, repeating myself like a broken record. The more often you meet, you're building the energy up, right? You're doing something that I guess you could just call, I just feel like I heard it, like the quickening. Sounds strange, right? Sounds like a scary horror film. But that's essentially what you guys are doing. So that's why this, to me, is one of the best group manifestations, or manifestation circles are wonderful. They, you know, help bring your creations, but bring them faster, but you're celebrating each other and you're helping each other and lifting each other up. Okay, trying to see what else I really wanted to add here that, okay, I have some other little tips that I wrote down because I didn't want to forget. Remember that when you guys are all talking about your dreams or what it is you're trying to manifest, you know, language matters when you're trying to affirm your creations. So always speak in the present tense and always give gratitude. When I say thank you, I say it in three times, because again, the number three is super powerful. And the more you say, I am, I am, I am, whatever follows that is your, you know, that phrase is like your magic wand, you guys. There's so much power behind that freaking phrase. Right? It's like word magic. That's something that I personally call it, is word magic. I am blank. I am blah, blah, blah. And then give gratitude. Like, I am thankful. I am grateful. I am appreciative. Or thank you, thank you, thank you. Each time, extend your gratitude, because there's power behind that gratitude. The other thing I wanted to say to you is, if you have a member of the group who, you know, is just on the same wavelength, they're excited, they want to participate. However, they are asking for the bare minimum. Obviously, they have some doubts about what they can really achieve or what can be possible, or they have issues of self-worth or what they deserve. And that's okay. We all got something. I'm not judging. I've got issues too. However, what's also crucial in that space is that the other two people know your worth, they know your value, and they see something bigger and better for you, and they help bring you up. So let's say that you're looking for a job and you're like, okay, I guess, you know, I just want 60,000 or I just want 50,000. Heck no, absolutely not. No, 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 no. You're worth way more than that. So I want you to remember this, because, you know, we're empowered people and the possibilities are truly endless. And when you have that belief system, it's helpful, because I see for you, not 50 or 60,000, I see 100,000 for you minimum. Heck no, we're not aiming for low, we're aiming for high. So always remember that. So if you have someone who's, you know, comfortable or feels that they're only worth that, help to lift them up in that space. Help them to change their thinking about themselves and about themselves, sorry, and about what they're worth, right? So sometimes, you know, we got to be a little bit of a cheerleader, and that's okay, but we're helping them to aim higher and affirm higher, you know, affirming their self-worth. Okay. The other thing I want to add is, and this is kind of important. I said at the beginning, at least once a week, because that is good. That's perfect. However, what you could add to amplify that is meeting once a week, but then during the week, all of you guys have chosen a date, an additional date. Well, excuse me, not additional date, have chosen a time every day where you're going to sit down and think about your desires and the other two. So let's say that I'm in a group with you and we already meet every Friday at 6 p.m. Great. However, throughout the week, I am still at 6 p.m. or 9 p.m. when I'm communing with spirit, I'm going to sit down and I'm going to think about group member number two, and I'm going to think about their dreams and I'm going to affirm it for them. And then I'm going to do the same thing for member number three, and I'm going to do it myself. And I can light a candle, and I might use that same candle every time I sit down and do this exercise. Now, with me and the two other members, we all agreed we're going to do this pretty much every day at 6 p.m. Or we all agreed that we're going to do it at 9 p.m. every day. That, again, helps to increase the speed of the manifestation, because you guys are all focusing, drawing attention on each other at the exact same dates and times. Again, amplifying the manifestation, amplifying the energy, building that momentum. So that's helpful as well. The other thing I want to say is, if you are somebody who has a hard time staying positive, right? Maybe I shouldn't say obviously, but sometimes, like when we're getting together to manifest, like we are in desperation mode. This happens. Whether if you're unemployed and you really need a job, then the type of energy you're bringing to that circle is going to be a little bit more frantic and chaotic, because you're in a state of lack, and worry and fear and anxiety. That doesn't mean you shouldn't participate completely. You know, your friends or your group is there to lift you up, but it's your responsibility to try to find a way to rise above that type of energy. I'm not saying, oh, just magically overnight that's going to happen. No, I'm realistic. I understand how life is. But if you're prone to negative thinking, especially if it's attached to what it is you're trying to manifest, then you need to work with your guide throughout this process. So you can ask your guide to send you a positive, cheery song every morning in reference to your manifestation. Like, they're your, you know, spiritual cheerleader. They're going to give you some good song to, like, you know, put a pep in your step for the day, right? To get you started on the right track, to help you when you're meditating and you're thinking about your visualization or your manifestation and you're visualizing it in your mind's eye. Your guide might play that song every single time to help you keep your thoughts positive, because they know how important it is to you, and they want you to succeed, and they want you to be able to create from your heart. So collaborate with them, or if you work with the angels, work with them. If you work with some form of deity, work with them, archangels, whatever, ancestors, I don't know who you got, but whoever it is, you know, they're there. They want to actively help you. So please always remember that. No problem is too big or too small. They're always going to help as much as they can. This is just something I wanted to discuss for the new year, because I know that you're going to be bombarded with a lot of, like, oh, you know, here's your scripting journal, here's your 369, here's this type of journal, which I get, they work. They are super effective too if you're consistent. So that is one way, but this is also another way where you can work with a couple of other people and you guys can hold each other accountable, which is fantastic. And when you have two other people who are on your side, you know, cheerleading for you, they got your back. That, again, is super crucial, especially if you're trying to bring, if you're trying to manifest something that you are in dire need of or a little bit desperate for. All right, everybody, I really hope that this was super helpful for you. And I really hope to hear your stories when it comes to group manifestation. You know, I've been doing this for a while with the group, and it has been incredible, and I feel super grateful, because certain things have manifested in the craziest, unexpected freaking ways that I would never have even thought. And I'm not speaking for myself, I am speaking for the other people in the group, where it's exciting and it's like, wow, you know, we really are magical and the universe is magical, and everything really is for your higher purpose. So I'm hoping that, you know, if this is something you're excited about and you don't know two other people, and that could be the case, you guys, I understand, especially if you are living in a city or rural environment that doesn't support these types of beliefs, which I think, you know, a lot of people have that experience. I get that. Then ask for, you know, angels, archangels, I'm just trying to think, your spirit guide, to bring two people whose energy is in alignment with your own for this purpose. Ask for it. And then if you feel a nudge to go to your nearest metaphysical store, then go. And don't be afraid. Go. Because then you're going to meet the people that you need to meet. Or if you get pushed to go to a bookstore, boom, you might run into some people in the aisle of books that you know, want to look at. Just trust and, you know, try not to let the fear be your guide. All right, everybody. I hope this is a great start to your new year. So I say many blessings to all of you. Happy New Year. Happy 2024. Take care.